This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So did you see AOC trying to lecture and or school Tony Bobulinski about what RICO is or isn't? It was pretty entertaining, I think. He was unflappable on that, by the way. And I'm not so sure AOC understands how all this stuff goes or what it's supposed to do. But, you know, it's like she thought, you know, I'm going to fix this thing. I'm just going to go and ask, did you see him steal something? Did you see him steal something? And tried to go that route. But, of course, it's a little more complicated than that. But we'll see. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the program. It's Thursday, which means we can see Friday even more clearly from here. It's taking shape on the horizon, and whatever plans you have for this upcoming weekend, I hope that you enjoy them very, very much. We're enjoying our time here this morning across the wee hours of the morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, on AM 860 The Answer, everybody on 710 KNUS, everybody on 930 WLSS, and everybody along the GCN network as well. And welcome to you. We want to say good morning and thanks again to everybody at GCN. They work very hard for the program, everybody. We really, really do appreciate them so very much, and we love to give them a shout out whenever we can here on the show. But once again, a lot to talk about, and we will hear. We've got an audio clip, by the way, of AOC, and I think you'll love it. We'll also talk, of course, about what's happening with Donald Trump. The deadline is fast approaching to come up with $500 million. Just $500 million. Even though, see, here's the thing. There are other ways that they could achieve the same result. And I don't mean by that $500 million in cash, but they could achieve the same bond result to make sure that Trump was still around. He's not going to abscond. He's not going to fly away on his plane and never come back again to face the music, this kind of thing. But in order to get an appeal. And that seems to be the, you know, we always hear about, well, you know, this has to be fair and that has to be fair. Well, wait, well, what about fairness for Trump? What about that? Oh, well, it's Trump. Now, he can't be fair for Trump because it's Trump. I mean, this is all about protecting democracy, my friends. And if we don't railroad Trump, our democracy, by the way, I know we're a constitutional republic, but they use that term and they do it for a specific reason. Because they're trying to subvert, really, the way our republic actually functions. By even saying that, some people are, oh, Kyle thinks that he's some kind of a, you know, this and that. No, because this is why we have a constitution. So we know how our republic is supposed to function. But if you sort of try to tear all that down and only have a new narrative of only the majority rules, which is incorrect in terms of how our republic is set up. And, you know, in other words, it's what Jonathan Turley called mob justice. Well, that's another incarnation of this. Well, we're just going to get everybody together and say, it's okay, we can tear apart the Constitution if we're trying to get Trump. See, majority rules, there you go. That's all you need to know. You know, that's how crazy it all gets. We'll talk about that here as we move through. I do want to mention, though, about the Tony Bobulinski testimony and so forth. So this from the New York Post. First son Hunter Biden and first brother James Biden were accused of lying by a pair of House Republican impeachment inquiry witnesses during a Wednesday hearing. One of them said he put himself at grave risk by coming forward. Tony Bobulinski accused his former business partners, Hunter and James, of perjury during depositions they gave last month about President Biden's alleged past involvement in their overseas business. Remember, he's the big guy. At some point, Hunter said he didn't know who the big guy was, right? I don't know who this big guy is. Well, you have the email that where it says you're holding the 10% for the big guy. Didn't you probably know who the big guy was at that point? I don't know. Big guy, big what? You know, that this kind of stuff. Bobulinski explained that while serving as CEO of Sinohawk Holdings and as part of a partnership the Biden sought with the Chinese state-linked energy firm, he, quote, met with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden at the Beverly Hilton in May 2017, despite the first brother denying this meeting ever occurred. All right? So it goes on from there. The first son said, my dad went and shook hands with Tony when asked about the exchange during his deposition, a transcript released by the Oversight Panel shows, whereas James Biden's transcript shows him saying the meeting was had absolutely not happened, even after being presented with evidence of his texts with Bobulinski. Hunter Biden, in his own transcribed interview, confirmed that the meeting took place, Bobulinski emphasized. Hunter confirmed his uncle perjured himself in front of his committee. The committee was so shocked by his perjury that they asked him the same question multiple times. He added, each time he denied meeting with me and Joe Biden after the committee showed him text messages confirming that. For nearly 8 hours, Republicans rehashed evidence provided by Bobulinski and other witnesses about the president's alleged involvement in his sons and brothers' business affairs, along with bank records that showed millions of dollars flowing from foreign benefactors to first family members. Democrats attacked the credibility of several of the witnesses who have been charged or convicted of crimes and pointed to contrasting testimony from James and Hunter Biden as having undermined Republicans' case. Yeah, that's right. And hence, AOC emerged and tried to win the day with what appeared to be like a trick question or something, or just, you know, typical stuff. But folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We've got a lot more to tell you about this and what's happening with the Trump penalty, the penalty phase of the of that, and how are they going to make that work? Well, good question. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So it looks like, of course, as you may have already heard, the Federal Reserve holding rates steady. However, we keep hearing there could be three cuts happening in 2024, despite inflation still being high. And, well, of course, there are going to be rate cuts, one might think, even despite what's happening with inflation. Inflation's not going to enter into it, I'm pretty sure, because the rate cuts will have to occur because there's a very special phenomenon, a very special economic phenomenon that is happening right now. And that's called an election year. that's what I think it is. You know, I hate to say, but certainly, and there's a lot of people out there who are not going to move. I don't mean move their houses or move their homes, rather move out of their homes or sell their homes. They're not going to move on other kinds of economic things that they might want to do, including selling their house or buying a new one, until those interest rates themselves move. So we'll continue to watch that. We'll be asking Chris Markowski about this as well, at the tail end of hour number three, as we go through the morning here. But one of the things I've noticed is that in many ways the market did very well, evidently, on Wednesday. And I think that a lot of that has to do with the idea that nothing has changed, or it's not going to change for a while. So there is some, for lack of a better term, predictability to it, for lack of a better term, stability to it. So I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing the market react as it did. And, of course, they're anticipating, future cuts here. But what happens? I mean, you know, the Fed said they wanted to get inflation to 2%. This is why all this pain. It's why you have to have the pain in order to get to 2%. But it's gonna be something else. They're gonna say, well, that 2% really wasn't that important after all. So sorry for all the pain. Sorry for all that pain, but 2% is not really all that important. We're just gonna go ahead and cut the rates. And of course, a lot of the times you have a lot of government spending, by the way, which is in and of itself inflationary. And not to mention, of course, the idea that we have to get energy prices under control. We have to get them lowered. We have to be able to, tamp down on the delivery costs because of the fuel and so forth. Once we start getting a handle on that, things could actually start to get a little bit better, I think. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, just like Richard the Marine did, just like listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington did this morning. And I know at least listener Joan's probably got to be battening down the hatches because of the radar we saw, the rain on the radar that we saw earlier. But again, back to this article about Tony Bobulinski and his testimony about Hunter Biden and James Biden. He's showing again where the text messages came through and this kind of thing. And of course, they've got the business of, bank records, which shows all the money flowing to the family members, the Biden family members from foreign benefactors. This according to the New York Post piece we were looking at. So it continues. Hunter Biden, 54, ignored the invitation, by the way. Just as John in Nyack, New York was pointing out earlier. Yeah, he's not going to come in with a subpoena. What difference does it make at that point, I guess? You know, then this is just the way that it's all done, especially for the Democrats. You know, we had a piece on the program the other day about Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders wants all the billionaires and of all the rich people, I guess, to pay their fair share. That's what they've got to do. And that's why we want a 32-hour work week. And everyone of these people, let me tell you something, these people are not paying their fair share. Right? So, but is it fair to not have to show up for a subpoena? Is that not fair? Don't you have to do your fair share on things? Nope. Just as if you're a Democrat, you've got an automatic get-out-of-jail-free card, and I'm not joking about that, it seems. But again, he ignored the invitation to appear before the committee after having attended the deposition last month on Capitol Hill in D.C. Due to a mix-up, Archer received this invitation without sufficient time to prepare. His attorney, Matthew Schwartz, claimed in a letter Monday in the Oversight Committee to the Oversight Majority Staff, which was obtained by the Post. The session ended with a surprise post on X by Oversight Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, who said that he planned to call the president to testify himself. Wow. A request a congressional committee hasn't made since 1974, when President Gerald Ford was asked to explain his decision to pardon former President Richard Nixon. In the coming days, I will invite President Joe Biden to the Oversight Committee to provide his own testimony. Oh, boy. And explain why his family received tens of millions of dollars from foreign companies with his assistance. And he'll just come on and say, never happened. They'll pump him up on whatever, but first of all, he'll never appear. This will not happen, I would think. But the very act of saying I won't come and explain things also has its value, right? But even if he did, they would have to pump him up on whatever it is they had him pumped up on for the State of the Union address, and it would be a very, very bizarre time, I think. Just a very, very bizarre time. But let's listen in here to AOC talking to Tony Bobulinski, and she's got him. It's the gotcha moment. She's got him dead to rights here in her, you know, questioning of Tony Bobulinski about RICO, and he's talking about the RICO statutes, which again, you know, with the RICO statutes, this is, you know, where you have organized criminal activity and racketeering, right? And so you have an organization that's going on. You have a pattern that is developing. So that's what RICO essentially, you know, in a nutshell is all about. But let's listen to AOC as she, you know, really, really schools Tony Bobulinski in all things RICO.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. I'm sorry to interrupt right here. So soon, even. But if you notice, if you start to speak much more slowly and you ask the question that sounds like this, you know, the whole her whole angle here is, this is so simple. You know, this is just so simple. And, you know, all this complex stuff that's going on all around me is just overkill. We don't need it, and it doesn't matter. And it's, you know, because let's just get to the simple fact. Did you see President Biden, you know, violate the law or something like that? Okay, let's rewind that and start again so we hear the whole thing. Here we go.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
Specifically. You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
statutes.
Excuse me, sir.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
the crime? It's a category of crimes that you're then charged.
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges, sir. Please
want me to name the exact statute under RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
lawyers. All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That
I reclaim
law
my
school.
Time. I
I'll
reclaim
leave it
my time.
You guys.
Okay, thank you, sir. I reclaim my time.
She reclaims her time. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to reclaim our time. And we can't get that time back now, can we? We just had to listen to AOC. Yes, yes, of course, in order to have the correct context of what was going on. But, you know, obviously, this is, again, one of those things where, you know, it's the steamroll tactic. Tell me the exact thing. Well, it's part of a larger issue, especially when there's an organizational structure and there's corruption going on with the transfer of money and the giving of favors or access. If we were talking about Trump, or if she was talking about Trump, she would say, see, it's all right there. It's RICO. That's exactly what she'd say. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that had enforced the law. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosed having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thursday edition is literally going by at warp speed. I like what Listener Jones said. It's the show that breaks the space-time continuum. I love that. We are doing our level best. Yes, that's right. This show is like the Large Hadron Collider. we're going to go headlong into other particles and create a wondrous display, shall we say, of colors and light and all can talk and sound and everything. So that's our mission, by the way. So welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And yes, we have some new features on the website, kylewarrenshow.com, not the least of which, of course, is the live player button from the Wizards at GCN, who distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, of course. And you can click on that live link. You can listen to us whenever we're live. Or if we're not live, it's going to play the previous program. So you definitely want to check that out. You can take the program with you wherever you want to go, via podcast or by the live link or whatever your pleasure is, because we do aim to please. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. You know, we've got this great audio clip from Jonathan Turley talking with Sean Hannity about this judgment, basically, against Donald Trump. This overarching punitive measure that makes it virtually impossible to be able to go over that hurdle just to get to an appeal. You know, we keep hearing about saving our democracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you stack the deck so much so that you can keep down one man that said there's not a two-track, you know, justice system in this country. So I'm just going to say that. There's not a two-track justice system. It's, oh, no, wait, Kyle, no, there is a two-track. Well, and I agree. I actually agree. But now we've got a third track. The third track is the Trump track. And that third track even goes beyond, it supersedes anything that the second track, you know, that just typically goes against Republicans or conservatives or anyone who's non-left. It does get confusing, and you can't tell the players without a program. But one of the players that we do know and we love to hear from is Eric in Tennessee. He's given us a call this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Once again, hey, quick shout-out to that Seattle area listener and lived out that way in Port Orchard as a kid. Anyway, real quick regarding Representative Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with that, and I think people can see it, and if I'm overstating the obvious, you know, forgive me. Her comments and her retort, if you will, and her editorialization of the facts is not by accident. She's getting the play everywhere right now as far as social media goes. Her comeback, she's putting down the Trumpsters and this, that, and the other. That was a calculated move by the Democrats, and it has no basis in factual reality, in my opinion. She is basically making the case that President Trump is attempting to make in his own defense. Show me the crime that was committed.
Right.
I don't think people are realizing that. She's actually making the case for President Trump. Now, Mr. Bob Linsky, he's been aching to do this for years. Okay, even he alluded to that even in his testimony. He's been aching to do this for years, and no one called on him. So now here he is up against Ocasio-Cortez, and she's asking, you know, basically, do you still beat your, you know, are you still beating your wife type question? You know what I mean? I'm not making light of spouse abuse, but that's type of questioning going on. Now, if one doesn't pay attention or gets their news from mainstream to include from the right, okay, if you're listening to her, she makes complete sense as far as the narrative goes. She is calling out that, yes, there were people arrested, saying that there was a false official statements to the FBI. Well, that man was silenced through his arrest. He can't speak on anything. There's a gag order on his on his case right now. He can't speak anything. I think he was arrested last year, if I'm not mistaken. Some of the issues surrounding Rudy Giuliani, et cetera, that's already been played out in the media, you know, court of public opinion and stuff. So, again, timing is everything, optics, et cetera. She did not come up with it. People can look up. She has a 3 or 4 or 5 minute a little retort to Bob Alinsky's, you know.
About the high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah, sure. Right. Show me the high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay. Well, show me any of the high crimes or misdemeanors
right.
or anyone. Show it to me. Right. You understand that it's a fallacy in logic here. You know, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it can't be a hippopotamus. Does that make sense? So. Again, this is stagecraft for the young Democrats, for the young Democrat socialist, the Students for Democrat Society, SDS, and everything. She is the poster child. She was chosen to do what she's doing. Now, has she learned stuff? Does anybody learn anything just by tacit involvement and exposure to, you know, whatever job or trade that they're doing? Yeah, they're going to learn a few things, you know, be able to speak a little bit more authority on any number of these subjects, but This is not by accident. She is, again, she's getting the play everywhere right now. So, and how should I say this? Nothing that the left has ever predicted or accused others of has ever happened. That's my opinion on that. So, thanks for my call, Carl. Thanks for letting me in. Have a good day, man.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it very much. Eric in Tennessee, everybody. Always great to hear from Eric. And yeah, that's right. Well, she is getting the play on that. And the steamrolling technique was also employed. As soon as Bobulinski tries to start answering the question, then she steamrolls over it again. And then when she did talk about those high crimes and misdemeanors, you know, where's the list of high crimes and misdemeanors? Well, that's, you know, it's left up to, see, there is no list of high crimes and misdemeanors. That's why it's open, I don't want to say open to interpretation, but it is going to be dependent on the situation, and it's up to them to decide whether or not it rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, and then you start the impeachment, then you have the trial in the Senate, and that's the way to go with that. Yeah, it's definitely something where oversimplifying this, you know, show me where the crime is that you witnessed Joe Biden take out a gun and demand everybody's wallets and cell phones. You know, that's not going to be part of this testimony. But I appreciate what Eric is saying very, very much, because it does mean that you've got a lot of young people who will then say, that's right. You know, because this notion is going to be much more, cut and dried or open and shut. You know, where is the specific act that happened, as opposed to it being this larger organizational structure that created a pattern of corruption for giving access, for money, and then, of course, you got to funnel the money into different places, and that money has to be, you got to try to sort of, you know, anybody who's watched any of these programs where they, you know, have to do shady things and they put the money somewhere, I mean, it's that kind of thing. And yes, there are statutes about that kind of thing. Well, speaking about that kind of thing, folks, you got to start, you got to batten down the hatches. You got to hold on to something secure. If you're driving, both hands on the wheel. It is now time for 60 Seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, American people. Who's the idiot that can't see that Joe Biden is a crook? Who's the idiot that can't see Joe Biden is ripping off the American people? Who's the idiot that can't see your gas prices through the roof and your food prices through the roof, and that Joe Biden hates America and needs illegals in there? Who's the idiot? Where are you? Are you in New York? Okay, because nobody wants to go there. Are you in California where Gavin Newsom's run California to the crap hole? Steve Garvey, where's Donald Trump at? If you're running for office and you don't want Donald Trump next to you, then you're a Democrat, okay? That's what you are. You're a Democrat, okay? Because look at Dan DeWine in Ohio. He's a fake Republican if I've ever seen one. Okay, we're sick and tired of you fake Republicans. Mitch McConnell's a fake Republican. If you're in the Senate and you're a quote Republican and you don't stand with Donald Trump, you're a Democrat, Mitt Romney. You're a Democrat, Mitch McConnell. You guys suck. Now stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you preachers, nobody can hear you in the pulpit because you're not standing up for America, you fake phony piece of garbage. Let's go.
Okay. Come on back after this break, everybody. We've got a lot more to do. And a great song, too. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Thursday edition. Is racing by, rocking by. And always good advice from Billy Joel. Tell her about it. It's that simple. And so, yes, very, very, very good advice from Billy Joel this morning on the program. And we're not going to argue with that. So, once again, folks, it is the Thursday edition. It's time, this part of the program, hour number two, segment number four. We get ready to hear another great song. Keep you going through the morning. Keep your blood pumping. Keep you focused. Keep you on track. Whether or not you're just starting your day, or if you are just ending your day, or if you're in the middle of your day here, quote-unquote day in the overnights in America. So that's what we love to do here on the program. We love great music as much as we do great talk and great politics discussion and so forth. So we sure appreciate it. And I got to tell you, we got a great request, of course. First hour, Driver Ron. We had the Rubber Band Man from the Spinners, which we are going to make a bumper. I'm going to ask that this is a bumper because it is so darn cool. And he had another great request as well. Richard the Marine also chimed in with a request. So I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play, we played Ron's in the first hour, and we'll be happy to play Richard's this hour. And then we'll probably end up doing Ron's maybe on Friday, because Friday's going to be kind of, I think, more of a grab bag. Because Friday, almost anything can happen. You know, anything can happen on Friday. So we could do something country. We could do something rock and roll. We could do something 80s. We could do something, you know, we could just, you know, go over the map maybe on Friday. That's just a thought. But at any rate, and Ron's song was really super cool, too. So we're definitely going to play it. But I'd like to be able to play Richard's song here. I think he had a great song to request. And the song that he requested this morning was from the Rolling Stones, Satisfaction. Here we go. Welcome back, of course, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Great song request. We appreciate it so much. Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And I got to tell you, I am so, well, I'm going to bring in an 80s term. So brace yourselves. I'm going to use an 80s term. I've just given you fair warning. I am so jazzed. I am so jazzed by you know, the request, the response, stuff we have a lot of fun with here on the program. It really does make my day, or morning, as the case may be, and I appreciate it. So thanks to Driver Ron for your suggestions, and also for your requests, I should say, and also for Richard the Marine this morning. And I think we have a pretty good time, so I hope that you are as jazzed as I am. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back. We've got a lot to talk about as we continue. We'll be talking, of course, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook in just a few short moments, of course. And we're taking another quick look at the national weather. Again, snow showers are forecast throughout the Northeast over the next few days, accumulating snowfall forecast in portions of New England. Light to moderate snow spreads from the northern plains to the Great Lakes by Friday, with a strong winter storm expected this weekend. Shower and thunderstorm chances return to the southern plains and Gulf Coast. And earlier last hour, we were taking a look at some of the precipitation that we see going on out there, especially up for our friends in Montana and central Idaho this morning. And as we take a look at that, looks like we also still continue to see that that rain and some of that mixed with snow on the radar map there. We continue as well to see so that rain down near Lubbock and Abilene in Texas. And, of course, if you're in the Seattle area right now and heading on down to just north of Portland there, we continue to see all of that rain coming across Interstate 5. So just be careful out there, my friends. Be very careful. We want you to get there in one piece. All right. Well, it's time now to welcome Denise Simon, our good friend, to the program. And, of course, Denise Simon's website, founderscode.com. Also, you can find her on the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome to the program, and happy Thursday, Denise.
Oh, it's Thursday already. Yippee!
I know, because we can see Friday from here.
Yeah, I think so.
That's exactly right. Well, as always, no shortage of stuff to talk about, but what did you think, and we'll talk about it more, of course, after the news as well, but what did you think of the Bobulinski testimony and all that happened on Capitol Hill?
You know, I sat through almost 90% of that yesterday, and it is really quite remarkable. Bobulinski is not somebody that you mess with. He virtually has his game together. And for any of those Democrats that challenged him on his credibility, it was not a pretty picture.
Indeed.
The one question that I've had all along is, how did Hunter Biden come to know all of these sketchy, nefarious characters globally that he was able to meet with and have deals with and so forth and so on?
Good question. Yeah.
And I, during this hearing yesterday, I started poking around, and I went over to the State Department and started looking pretty deeply at some things, although there were some things that, you know, you do a search and they go, we didn't find anything for you, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, one of my first inclinations was it was John Kerry. And it turns out that's pretty much right.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry's stepson, or whatever he was, he and Hunter were good friends. And as it turns out, David Wade had met several times and communicated often with Hunter Biden. So I'm thinking, okay, well, who's David Wade? Well, ding, ding, ding. Turns out he was at the time chief of staff to Secretary John Kerry at the State Department.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Hunter was requesting meetings, and he got free access to go into the State Department and all these other kinds of things. The other fascinating thing is that going back to 2013, for instance, all these diplomats and so forth, they all knew about Joe Biden, and they knew about Hunter Biden at the time.
Oh, wow.
I'm watching, looking at cables coming in from from the field.
Well, stay right there. We'll expand on the other side of the top of the hour news, everybody. We're coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.